Hi, and welcome to English Digest. My name is Tim.
My name is Mary Beth.
And we're looking at the second part of Lesson 6, Genius, Not Genteel. Yes, we've been talking about Leighton Hewitt, the youngest man ever to be world's number one ranked tennis player. And that's really, really exciting. He's such an amazing person. But of course, we said he's a genius. He's a genius because he's such a good tennis player. He's a really good tennis player. But he's not genteel. He's not really so nice about it, right?
No, that's what we were saying, that while he may be a genius on the court, he needs to think about what he's saying on the court and be more articulate because there have been some controversies around his behavior.
That's right. And that's why the subtitle of yesterday's lesson was The Trouble with Leighton. The troubles that he has endured, the things that he has had problems with, right? He's earned these awesome titles like Wimbledon and U.S. Open, but he's done some bad things when he's been on the court. In fact, at this one tournament in Adelaide, which he had won in 1998, well, he did something really bad. He got very angry at the crowd because he called them stupid for cheering his opponent. So they jeered him. They said bad things to him.
They probably said, "Oh, Leighton, you're an idiot," or "Leighton, I hope you lose. You're so stupid yourself." So those are all jeering things to say. They're the opposite of what we had said was cheering, which is encouraging somebody, saying, "Yeah, go ahead, you can do it. Win, win, win."
Exactly. And of course, at the French Open in 2001, he made another bad mistake. He called the chair umpire a spastic, which is a physically disabled person that cannot control their body. And you know what? That's a really, really bad thing. You shouldn't call somebody that. In fact, especially if you are a public figure, a famous person, you have to watch what you say.
Right. You have to watch what you say and do. He also had another controversy, which we didn't talk about, but he was photographed smoking a cigar. And apparently that was quite a controversy because he's looked upon as a role model, not just for young people in Australia, but for all over the world. And here he was doing something that wasn't so nice again.
Exactly. And of course, I think probably the worst thing he did was a racial slur. It sounded like he was talking about, you know, the other player and this linesman and saying they're similar and it's because they're black, and it was had to do with the linesman's calls. He was making bad calls for Leighton Hewitt. But of course, he said that's not what he meant, right?
Right. Leighton was saying, well, you could understand that Leighton was saying that the linesman was making the bad calls because he was black and the opponent, the other person Leighton was playing, was also black. But Leighton explained that's not what happened. He said the similarity was between the bad calls the linesman was making, and the bad calls were always for Leighton. So he apologized for that.
That's right. And of course, the man that he was playing in that match was James Blake. They played again in 2002 at the same tournament, and there was no controversy. Everything was fine. They had worked everything out, and there's no problem there now. So I think Leighton, he's smartening up. He is getting smarter. He is doing the right thing. He is watching what he says. You have to do that. Well, I think right now we should read through today's article, The Road Ahead. That is our subtitle for this article. And of course, the road ahead means what's going to happen in the future. And that's what we're talking about with Leighton Hewitt.
Leighton Hewitt's next tennis challenge is the Australian Open. Curiously, the rebound ace surface, which Hewitt considers to be his advantage, is where he has recorded some of his worst tournament results. Last year, an illness-stricken Hewitt was knocked out in the first round. But this time around, things are sure to be different for the fit and on-form world number one.
At just 175 centimeters tall, Hewitt bases his game around a magnificent service volley rather than the serve and volley of players such as Pete Sampras and Merritt Safin. Like the scurrying baseliner Andre Agassi, Hewitt possesses incredible court speed, which enables him to chase down balls that many players wouldn't even consider attempting to reach. This is what makes him such an exciting player to watch and why he has garnered such high praise from past tennis champions.
Tennis legend Billie Jean King said that for a little guy, he's incredible. In the eyes of John McEnroe, Hewitt is a one-in-a-million guy, a player who figures out ways to win and plays with unbelievable intensity. This January, many will be watching to see if the electrifying Australian will finally figure out a way to claim his first major title on home soil.
Well, good luck to Leighton Hewitt. We certainly hope that he does well at this tournament. I think it's hard when you're playing in front of your home crowd, because we could say it's in Australia, and he is Australian, so we could say it's his home crowd, because the people are more than likely going to support him more than they would somebody from another country. Most likely, Australians are going to support their own. They're going to support somebody from Australia. So good luck to him. Well, it's pretty amazing. We talked about tennis legend Billie Jean King. Well, she was a very, very good tennis player a long time ago. And we talked about John McEnroe. Because remember, we compared him to John McEnroe. Because John McEnroe, he used to throw these huge outbursts on the court. And we're saying that Leighton Hewitt is kind of like him, but he's trying to change his ways. He's trying to not be like that anymore.
John McEnroe was called the bad boy of tennis, we said yesterday, and Leighton was getting that reputation, but it seems like he's calmed down and he's focusing more on his playing and he's not having these outbursts, which is a good thing. So that's why I hope he does well.
Hopefully. Well, let's take a look at the road ahead. Leighton Hewitt's next tennis challenge is the Australian Open. So when we say it's his next tennis challenge, it's his next big tournament, okay? As of this show, it's the next big challenge, the next big tennis challenge. And that's the Australian Open. That's one of the big tournaments like the Australian Open. We also have the US Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon. Those are the really big tournaments in tennis. And this is his next tournament to play in, the next big one, and that is the Australian Open.
Curiously, the rebound ace surface, which Hewitt considers to be his advantage, is where he has recorded some of his worst tournament results. Now, I remember yesterday Tim was talking about some different surfaces. We have grass, we have clay. What's this rebound ace surface on a tennis court?
Well, the rebound ace surface, that's like a hard rubber surface, so the balls are going to move very, very quickly. They're going to hit the surface and bounce very fast.
And Hewitt considers this kind of surface to be his advantage. Now, he grew up in Australia. Perhaps that's what they use mostly in Australia, is this rebound ace surface as opposed to clay or grass. So it's his advantage. He's used to playing on it. He's very good at playing on that surface. So it's an advantage for him. Mm-hmm. For example, if he never played on clay and he suddenly had to play on a clay court, well, that would be a disadvantage because he wouldn't know what to expect as well as with a court he was familiar with. And this kind of court is where he has recorded some of his worst tournament results. So again, it should be an advantage to play on this kind of court. He's used to it. But at the Australian Open, that's where he has recorded some of his worst tournament results. So the results are the scores, and these were his worst scores he's ever achieved, he's ever recorded.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. If you say the worst tournament result, it means where you have placed the lowest at that tournament. And in some of these tournaments, well, I know that he's got knocked out of the first round or getting knocked out of the second round. That's a really, really bad result. He hasn't won this tournament and he really, really wants to. Imagine that. You're Australian. You want to win the Australian Open. That's a really, really famous tournament. And that would be very good for his career to win the Australian Open.
And for tennis players or sports teams, we often talk about the home court advantage when you're playing in your hometown, in your home area. So you would think that Leighton would do very well in Australia, but that hasn't been the case until now.
That's right. Last year, an illness-stricken Hewitt was knocked out in the first round. So last year, the last time he played in this tournament, an illness-stricken. Now, if you're illness-stricken, it means you're really, really sick. You know, maybe you have the flu where you get a really high temperature and you're sweating a lot and you're just feeling bad. That's illness stricken. So he was illness stricken. He had some really bad sickness, okay, or some kind of disease. Was knocked out in the first round. So if you get knocked out, it means you lose, right? A lot of times when we talk about knocked out, it makes me think of boxing. Right? If you get knocked out in the first round, it means that you're actually unconscious. Somebody hit you in the head and you're unconscious and that's knocked out. But here, they weren't fighting, they were playing tennis. So if he was knocked out in the first round, it means he lost his first match at this tournament. And he was knocked out. That was the end of this tournament for him. Other players kept playing, but he was knocked out, he was gone.
But this time around, things are sure to be different for the fit and on form world number one. So this time, meaning the Australian Open 2003, things are sure to be different. The outcome, the situation for him is most likely going to be different because this time he's not sick. He's fit and on form. And if you're fit, you're in good shape. What does that mean, on form, Tim?
Well, if you're on form, it means that you're in a good state of ability. It means that you're playing really well. If you're on form in a game, it means you had a really good game. You did all the things that you're supposed to do, and you did them well. So hopefully, this time around, the world number one, Leighton Hewitt, is going to do much better at this tournament. Because remember, the last year, well, he lost out in the first round. He got knocked out. But this time around, he's in shape. He is healthy. He is playing really, really well. So hopefully, this time, it's going to be a lot different story. We really want to see him do well. And I'm sure that Leighton really wants to see himself do well. This is probably a goal of his. Ever since he was a young man, a young tennis player, maybe when he was a kid, he always had dreams, I imagine, of winning the Australian Open, among the other tournaments, but that one is probably something that will be very special to him if he is able to do that. And of course, today is the day that this tournament starts. So I hope that you're watching this on TV, or you will be soon, because you know what? This is going to be really, really exciting. I love watching tennis. But let's move on now to our second paragraph. At just 175 centimeters tall, Hewitt bases his game around a magnificent service return, rather than the serve and volley of players such as Pete Sampras and Merritt Safin. So at just 175 centimeters tall, he's not very tall. A lot of tennis players, a lot of good tennis players, are quite tall. Pete Sampras is a tall man. And he was the best. He was number one for a long time. So he was tall and strong. And Merritt Safin, he's another big, strong guy. But Hewitt, he's only 175 centimeters tall. Now, I know in women's tennis, things are changing so that the women are getting bigger too, right?
Right. The Williams sisters are both very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're taller, obviously you have a longer reach. Your arms can reach more. Your legs can reach more. When I play tennis with a friend of mine who's very tall, for every one of his steps, I need about two or three. So needless to say, he usually beats me because he can get to the balls faster than I can.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely an advantage to be tall if you're playing tennis. Well, Hewitt bases his game around a magnificent service return. So now when we talk about a service return, that means the other person will serve it to you. They hit it first, and then you will hit it back to them. Okay, so he has a magnificent service return. So it means if you serve it to him, it's going to come back, and it's going to be really hard to hit when he hits it to you because he is so good at returning service.
And it's very hard to return a service with a lot of these male players because they hit the ball so hard. Again, they're hitting it at speeds of who knows what, 70 miles an hour. So it's very hard to hit it back and hit it well, but Leighton can do it.
That's right. Well, he does this. He has this service return, and that's why he is such a good player. He bases his game. So he knows what he has to work with. He has a very good service return, so he works around that. He uses that to his advantage, because if you've got a really good service return, then you might as well base your game on it. Play that way. Try to make it so that that's the way you play. You know, work with your strengths, not with your weaknesses. If you're not good at something, don't do it that way. But if you're really good a certain way, then do it that way. So that's what he does. And he does this rather than the serve and volley of players such as Pete Sampras and Merritt Safin. Now, do you know what serve and volley is?
Sure I do. You serve the ball, you throw it at the other player, and then the other player puts it back to you, and you give it back to them, back and forth, volley, volley, volley.
Oh, I see. It sounds kind of boring to me. Well, Pete Sampras and Merritt Safin, they both play like that. That's the way they play. Their service return is not as good, so they don't base their game around that. They base their game around the serve and volley, and that's the way that they play. Like the scurrying baseliner Andre Agassi, Hewitt possesses incredible court speed, which enables him to chase down balls that many players wouldn't even consider attempting to reach. So like the scurrying baseliner Andre Agassi. Well, that's exciting because Andre Agassi He's an old player. He's been around a long time. He's in his mid-30s. You know what? He's still playing. He's still playing great tennis. Right now, he's ranked number 2 in the world at the time that we're recording this show. He's only 43 points behind him in the race for the number 1 position at the end of the world. And we're saying that Hewitt is similar to Agassi. He's a scurrying baseliner. So what does scurry mean?
Scurry means to run quickly. We often talk about, for example, rats scurrying into the corner. So Andre Agassi is no rat, but he can scurry. He can move very fast, and so can Leighton Hewitt. And he's a baseliner, Andre Agassi. He's playing from the baseline of the court.
Oh, I see. He doesn't run up to the net. He tends to play back in the court more and just run back and forth. Okay, so he's like that. He's a baseliner. He usually stays at the line that's at the end of the court. And he possesses incredible court speed. So he's like Andre Agassi. He's very fast on the court. He's fast at moving around the court. If you hit it to him and you think, oh, well, you know what? That's impossible to hit back. He's probably going to run and get it and surprise you. So he's really fast, just like Andre Agassi.
And this speed enables him to chase down balls that many players wouldn't even consider attempting to reach. So because he's so fast, he's able to chase down, to go after these balls. And some of these balls, you know, most players wouldn't even bother to go to reach because there's just no way. But because Leighton is so fast, he can go after them and he gets them.
That's pretty amazing. And I wonder if he can do that shot that's very similar to Andre. Andre can hit the ball between his legs. Have you ever seen him do that?
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, it's amazing. A lot of times, you know, he's out of position and his only choice is to hit it between his legs. So he'll run and hit it backwards in between his legs. I've seen him do that when another opponent has lobbed the ball. It's went over his head. He's had to run and then he hit it between his legs. That's an amazing shot. I think it's the best shot I've ever seen in tennis.
That is certainly very impressive. And also, it's exciting, which is what Leighton is. This speed, this incredible speed, is what makes him such an exciting player to watch and why he has garnered such high praise from past tennis champions. Now, if you garner praise. You earn people saying good things about you. He's a very good player. He's very impressive. So people are saying very good things about him. And some of these people are past tennis champions. They've won tennis tournaments before. They're very famous in the tennis world. And who are some of these tennis champions, Tim?
Well, we know that tennis legend Billie Jean King said that for a little guy, he's incredible. So one of those past tennis champions is Billie Jean King. And she's a woman, and she was an awesome tennis player back in the day when she used to play.
She's American.
Oh, is she? Oh, I see. Well, she was an awesome tennis player, and she's saying that for a little guy, he's incredible. The little guy, well, that's Hewitt, because he's not a very tall guy. He's only 175 centimeters tall. But she said because he's such a small guy, he's incredible. Even though he is small, he is incredible. He's a great tennis player. And who else said something about him?
Well, John McEnroe did. In the eyes of John McEnroe, Hewitt is a one-in-a-million guy. So in the eyes of John McEnroe, in his opinion, Hewitt is a one-in-a-million guy. That's how good a tennis player he is. Out of 1 million people, there's only maybe one who can play tennis as well as Leighton Hewitt.
That's right. Now, whenever I say a one-in-a-million chance at winning something, it means there's a very small chance at winning something. But if we say he's a one-in-a-million guy, it means there's not very many people like this man. He is different. He's different from most other people. He's a one-in-a-million guy, a player who figures out ways to win and plays with unbelievable intensity. So he figures out ways to win. It means, you know, sometimes you're playing a game and you're like, oh man, this is so hard. I don't know how I'm going to win. Well, he figures out ways to win those games, those ones that seem hopeless. You think, there's no way I can win this. He will figure it out. He will figure out a way to win. So that's pretty excellent. And he plays with unbelievable intensity. Now, what's intensity?
Intensity is the speed, the strength of something. So if he has unbelievable intensity, he's just really concentrated and he's really focused and he's really strong.
Exactly. And it's hard to believe that he is so intense because most people don't play this way. They're fairly calm. Like, for example, Pete Sampras. You wouldn't say that this man is an intense man. He seems pretty calm. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get really happy either. He's pretty relaxed. But Leighton Hewitt, if he gets mad, it comes out. He is mad. That's intense. And when he's happy, he is happy too. He jumps for joy and goes all around. So he is an intense player, and he plays with unbelievable intensity. He really plays hard. When he comes to play, he comes to play hard. This January, many will be watching to see if the electrifying Australian will finally figure out a way to claim his first major title on home soil. So this January, well, in fact, today the tournament is starting. Many will be watching to see if the electrifying Australian, so many people from all over the world, not just in Australia, will be watching to see if the electrifying Australian. Now, if something is electrifying, it's very exciting. I can imagine going to a circus, and they would say, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the most electrifying show on the earth." And it means that they're saying that this is very exciting. It's something that's going to be very exciting to watch, and it's going to be very exciting, especially if you are there. But we're saying he's an electrifying Australian. He's very excited. He's very intense. And people, when they watch him, they get excited.
And people are going to be watching to see if he will finally figure out a way to claim his first major title on home soil. So we're hoping that he can figure out, he can find a way, some way to claim to win his first major title on home soil. So we said the Australian Open is very big, and it's a major title. It's not some little tournament. It's a big tournament. So that's a major tournament on home soil. We said his home country is Australia. We can also say his home soil then.
Exactly. Well, you remember, he has won tournaments in Australia, professional tournaments in Australia. The first tournament he won, well, he was only 19 years old, and he won that in Adelaide. Remember, we found that out yesterday. But it's not a major title. Major titles are different. Remember, the Australian Open, the US Open, the French Open, Wimbledon, those are major titles. But he wants to win his first major title on home soil. He's done it in the US. He won the US Open. He has done it in England. He won Wimbledon. But he wants to win the Australian Open. That's where he is from.
And we hope he does well. I mean, I have to really give him credit for running after those balls. When I play tennis, nobody wants to play against me because I just can't be bothered. If the ball is looking like it might possibly be out of bounds, I just let it go. Bye! And that really annoys people because it's no fun to play against somebody who doesn't hit the ball back.
Oh, so you don't really care if you win. You're just kind of there for a little bit of fun then.
Sure, I want to get some exercise, be outside, get some, hopefully, fresh air. And I'm just lazy. I don't want to run after tennis balls.
Well, that's kind of funny. Well, I guess you're not going to become a pro tennis player anytime soon then.
I don't think ever.
No. It does take a lot of work, and I'm glad to see that Leighton Hewitt seems to finally be on track. He's definitely putting a lot more effort into being genteel, right? Because remember yesterday, he's not genteel. Well, he's putting more effort. He's trying not to make those same mistakes. He's trying to make sure that his racket is doing the talking for him.
And we have to remember that Leighton is still sort of young. He's 21, and he started to win tournaments when he was 19. And when you're young, you know, sometimes you say things that you don't mean, or you sort of say things before you think about them. So maybe he's a little bit more mature now, a little bit more calm. He has a better handle on his emotions.
Well, you know, a lot of people will mellow with age. The older they get, the more mature they will be, and they won't make the same mistakes when they were younger.
Kind of like a fine wine mellows with age.
Exactly. And hopefully with Leighton, we're going to see that kind of thing. The older he gets, the smarter he's going to get, the wiser he's going to get, and he's going to realize the things you do in public and the things you don't do in public. But he definitely has a good head start. He seems to be trying to improve his ways. He's trying to definitely be more mellow, not get so excited.
Maybe his girlfriend has mellowed him out. Doesn't he have a girlfriend who's a tennis player?
Well, indeed he does. And her name is Kim Gisters, and she is from Belgium. And she's actually quite a good tennis player. Not as good as he is, but she has to compete against the Williams sisters, and we know how hard that is in women's tennis.
Yes, they're very hard to beat, but if she plays against Anna Kournikova, well, that probably won't be too much of a problem for
exactly.
her.
Exactly, that'll be no problem. But you know what? We really have to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have our sentence of the day.
sentence for the day.
Welcome back. Our sentence of the day is, he isn't short of talent. And what do we mean by this? What does that mean?
Well, actually, if you're not short of talent, you have a lot of talent. If I say someone isn't short on good looks, well, that means actually he is very good looking. If I say that he isn't short on money, that means he has a lot of money.
Oh, okay. So if somebody, like say, is short on brains, it means they're kind of stupid. If they are short on brains.
Right. But if they aren't short on brains, that means they're very smart.
Oh, that's so interesting. Well, I guess we could say that Leighton Hewitt isn't short of talent. He's got lots of talent. He is an awesome, awesome tennis player.
Even though he may physically be short, he's not short on talent.
Exactly. So that's kind of our joke, right? He's not short on talent. He's short in real life. But he's not short of something, right? So, of course, we all know Michael Jordan. He isn't short of talent either. He's an amazing basketball player.
He isn't short of money either. He's very rich.
Oh, that would be very nice, wouldn't it? I wish I wasn't short of money, but you know what? That's not the case. I'm always seeming to be short of money.
I think that's a common problem these days. But hopefully in the future, we won't be short of money.
No, of course not. And we know, of course, that all of our students are not short of talent. You're all very talented. You're putting in a lot of effort trying to learn English and learning with English Digest. So I hope that you enjoyed today's show and make sure that you tune in for tomorrow's show. It'll definitely be exciting. My name is Tim.
My name is Mary Beth.
Goodbye.
See ya.